This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Several wars are currently being dramatized at the movies. The film We Were Soldiers is based on a 1992 bestseller about Ia Drang, the first major land battle the Americans fought in Vietnam. It was written by Lieutenant General Harold Moore, who led the battle, and journalist Joseph Galloway, who chronicled it. Mel Gibson stars as the then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore. Film critic John Powers thinks We Were Soldiers fits interestingly into the history of movies about the Vietnam War and coverage of the current war in Afghanistan.
Back in 1968, John Wayne made, paid for, and starred in The Green Berets, a pro-Vietnam War movie so cliché-riddled and deliriously hyperbolic that it instantly became a camp classic. The movie ended with the sun setting in the east. Hollywood learned its lesson, and over the next three decades, all the memorable Vietnam War movies, Apocalypse Now, The Deer Hunter, Platoon, were clearly critical of what came to be known as the Rock and Roll War. Well, there's no rock and roll in We Were Soldiers, a movie so devoutly square that you keep expecting John Wayne to turn up in a cameo. The year is 1965, and Mel Gibson is Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore, a good Christian, a good family man, and a heck of a good leader of men. Moore's battalion is part of the 7th Cavalry, which, he uneasily points out, is General Custer's old outfit. And fittingly, after they reach Vietnam, they're choppered off to chase some enemy soldiers. Turns out it's a trap, and Moore's 400 men are caught in what came to be known as the Valley of Death. Suddenly, we're plunged into the kind of ultra-modern war movie pioneered by Saving Private Ryan and ratcheted up by Black Hawk Down. The picture turns into one long, protracted battle sequence, with Americans and Vietnamese being torched, blown up, and blasted by bullets. Gory red dots keep landing on the camera lens. But if the movie's taste for explicit violence is thoroughly up to the minute, its storytelling and sentiments are so corny that they would have had audiences rolling their eyes half a century ago. Here, for instance, Hal Moore talks to his little daughter.
Daddy?
Yeah?
What is a war?
War is, it's something that shouldn't happen, but it does. And it's when some people in another country or any country try to take the lives of other people. And then soldiers like your daddy have to, you know, it's my job to go over there and stop them.
But they can't try to take your life away, Daddy.
Well, yes, Cecile, you're going to try. But I'm not going to let them.
As one who grew up during the Vietnam War, I must admit that We Were Soldiers moved me more than it deserved to. I found myself being filled with sympathy for both the naive teens who got sent off to Vietnam and for the honorable professional soldiers who got caught in that quagmire, to use a word that's again in fashion. In fact, Hal Moore is a very seductive figure, the honest, gutsy father we'd all love to have. Gibson works hard to make him come alive, but he's not altogether convincing. Over the years, Gibson's looks have thickened and coarsened. He now resembles a muscled-up Soupy Sales. But his Moore has none of the dark, obsessive undertones that he brought to, say, Mad Max. Here, he's 100% hero. Then again, so is everyone else. Although it was shot before September 11th, the movie feels as if it had been made to promote our current war effort. All the American soldiers are shown to be honorable and grave. There's no racial tension, no discord between officers and enlisted men, no drugs, no sex, not even much cursing. There's also no political consciousness. Although 37 years have passed since the events depicted in the film, writer-director Randall Wallace has no historical point of view on what he's showing. Was the war a good thing? Were the soldiers betrayed by the politicians? Was the small bit of land Moore's men fought for worth claiming? Moore knows his men are being set up to die, and still, as a good soldier, he follows orders and leads them into battle. How are we supposed to feel about that? Wallace doesn't duck these issues. He doesn't even notice them, all of which makes We Were Soldiers' celebration of heroism feel deliberately clueless. After all, we've seen Platoon and Apocalypse Now. We've heard a U.S. senator admit his involvement in the massacre of Vietnamese civilians and heard other U.S. senators defend his actions as being perfectly reasonable in the context. We've even seen TV footage of American politicians shaking hands with the leaders in Hanoi. And still, the movie portrays the Vietnam War as if nobody learned anything since 1965. Well, actually, we have learned one thing. Wallace gives the Vietnamese soldiers their dignity. Where the Green Berets dished up the same racist stereotypes used against the Japanese in World War II, and other Vietnam movies largely tended to treat the Vietnamese as hookers or cannon fodder, We Were Soldiers goes out of its way to depict them as human beings, just like our heroes. That still doesn't make this movie any good, but it's nice to know that the world occasionally does inch forward.
John Powers is executive editor and media columnist for the LA Weekly. This is Fresh Air.